Even though we don't like to go public in the Waning Moon, and we do usually respect the auspices, we decided to go our merry way New Year's Eve to see Cirque du Soleil. And I'd never been to the circus, so I thought I'd get a good preview. It was a treat, even though, well... So we have dinner and a movie, which is the new thing, at our local AMC, Esplanade 14. And I decided to call it an Asian steak shrimp salad with a pina colada. Well, see, Louie placed his order for one basket of onion rings and a teriyaki chicken strip. And so many minutes had passed, I had finished my meal and was buzzing on my coconuts. Louie still had only his one basket of onion rings and still no main course. We thought. So, well, omens will be omens. He had rang his bell twice and had to complain about his meal that didn't arrive on time. But finally, when it did, guys, it was indeed appetizing, Lou had told me. And then his stomach obviously began to disagree a short while later. So following the movie, we went on to our Central Bistro Cafe, and I had a little cream brulee dessert. I missed the waffle sundae. I didn't make it for that. The attendant had said it was sold out, but Lou couldn't hold it much longer, so we had to make a run for it. Well, the evening turned out very nice with a glimpse into the stars of the night and our hot tub while sipping on a nice bottle of sparkling wine. So we hope that even if you guys didn't get to do anything that night, you make up for it in these next few weeks, months, the rest of the year. Right, Louie?
Indeed, honey.
Now, tonight, guys, we are talking about Piers Morgan. Everyone has heard of him, I'm sure, but he must really like all the courtesy that's coming towards him right now in regard to the most recent White House appeal. I'm sure you guys heard about that. It's in query for a legitimate reply on banishing this CNN character about his current explanations, which disapprove these U.S. gun rules. And I've heard that while this plea may be a little bit odd in description, it has come into sight that 90,000 Americans have actually signed for this request. And they say all you do is you enter into this particular internet habitat and you're on your way. So when you get plenty of people, at least 150,000, to sign this petition, you become part of this accessible information bank. And they say it makes it, you know, less complicated to come up with even more signatures. And if your address reaches beyond 25,000, there will be an established reply. Now, on last Friday, Piers Morgan had given his view on how little this number a signature sizes up to the very large plurality of the American culture who, despite this, do still honor his belief. His words exactly, still only 90,000 Americans have signed the White House petition to deport me. That leaves 310,910,000 who presumably want me to stay. This is what he tweeted from his authorized Twitter account on Friday. Now, the USA gun measures have been the red epilogue point in question for many years, but the White House this time around has been with more of a great force drawn in since, or actually with the holding back of gun arguments since the December 14th, 2012 Newtown, Connecticut school shootings. As certain, you know, many people have already recognized, Piers Morgan's removal will not really do that much at all to catch the controversy within reach, though it's taken for granted possibly that the White House may within an order of conduct answer to this request at any given time. And as unlucky as it is to say, the people who began this application will maybe let known and to Piers Morgan along with the rest of the American society that everyone still does have the advantage towards their own assessment. What do you think, Lou?
Well, you know what? You come in from the logical plane, you explain the news and what's going on with Piers Morgan. Well, let me tell you something. Had Mr. Piers Morgan owned a copy of My Moon Power, or if he had downloaded the 2013 Notre Dame's Dragon broadcast. Born in April, he would know that as I'm speaking to you tonight, listeners, the tail of the dragon is on his ninth house. Okay, the tail of the dragon is a very negative energy, and what does the ninth house deal with? For any of my students who own cosmic consciousness, it simply means that all the affairs of the ninth house regulate codification of thought, the law, foreign affairs, foreigners, and anything and everything that this unconscious celebrity working for CNN is suffering right now. So he's just simply a victim of the cosmic code and trying to go against the First Amendment. It's not something you do in a foreign country, especially, again, as I said, when you have the tail of the dragon cursing the ninth house. So anytime you have Scorpio, you have death and rebirth. So if he gets out of that one, he'll be a lucky guy. But what's kind of funny about Piers Morgan is that he was born with the head of the dragon in Gemini, and from his Aries sun sign, he's in the third house, pretty much like me. So he's born a leader of the mind. He is who he is and where he is, not because he is smart. It's because he has the right stars. The head of the dragon in Gemini always means gift, protection, promotion, luck, being at the right time at the right place when it comes to the world of communication, radio, or broadcasting. And that's why Mr. Piers Morgan is where he is dealing and handling the news on CNN. I'm trying to educate the listener as we balance the physical information that Tirania just presented you with what I have to offer in reflection to what Piers Morgan, UCI, or Unique Celestial Identity, is all about. So with the head of the dragon in the third house in the world of Gemini, which is called in Greek mythology the messengers of the gods, is absolutely no wonder where it is and what it has. Now, the head of the dragon in Gemini means also a jewel. A jewel like me, I have the same type of dragon, means you're from a country and you live in another one. You're from a country and you learn a different language. It's like you're cursed to have everything by two, by four, and by six. It's like the Speaker of the House, Gingrich, being married so many times. It's because he's a jewel. So if you happen to have this type of dragon, you'll have a gift of youth, you'll be a master in communication, you will write, and the world will listen to you. And again, if you're born in April, don't mess up with the affairs involving foreigners and foreign lands. What I depict also is because of the Scorpius dragon that has been plaguing the entire world as of August 2nd, 2012, for the next few months ahead of us, America has to die. And, you know, when you have the people in high places, when you have low prophecies that actually are messing up the United States regulations as it was established, that could bring a lot of bad news. And this is why I foresee, I already have said, you know, a long time ago, to be prepared for an internal revolution. But anyway, so basically, maybe Tirania, you can bring some facts on this prediction that I made.
Yes, that was based on your astrology, Pluto and Capricorn. Approximately, this was done December 13th, 2007.
Wow, that's a long time.
You had placed this on Godlike Productions.
Oh.
And then you were banned.
Oh yeah, Godlike Productions, they just hate my guts over there. These are the type of people, they certainly depict, there is a website where there is a lot of jealous people, a lot of young soul, a lot of morons, is that word, to classify those guys. They are from the Godlike Production website, and not only the people, but also the one who owns and runs this website. They banned me from there because they don't like the facts. So when I did mention back in December 2007 about these predictions of an internal revolution, and I offered the facts, they just banned me.
And at the same time, though, around that same time frame, December 13th, December 17th, you were on the George Norrie show, Coast to Coast. It was entitled Psychic Trilogy.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yes.
You want to tell them a little bit about what you spoke about there, mentioning the full restructure of the U.S. economy. You had mentioned forcing abusive political powers and financial corporations to be restructured, and also wrote and warned of the U.S. internal revolution.
I think that's the first time I did mention this, yes, because I knew with this dragon coming that would mess up this country so bad. And I didn't exaggerate, and I just want you guys to be ready out there, because there is a lot of dark force at work. Remember, this Scorpius dragon is absolutely very incredibly powerful. He is relentless, and it's all about secret, but secret will come to light, and I saw that. So be prepared for anything with this type of dragon.
And most importantly, a little extra confirmation on that, you actually did write, it will now take us a few years, and real changes will take place to bring America and the Middle East to where it belongs, so don't give up and have faith in the future. It may take all the way to 2014 for all abusive corporations and its elites to be reached by karma. And this was in 2007.
Yep. Well,
when you wrote this.
I know, sweetheart, I know. But, you know, and all the people are listening, a lot of them are VIPs. They read that prediction too. Some of you also heard me on Coast to Coast. So we're just confirming for the newcomers, because a lot of people have signed up because the deal that I've been offering for $50 instead of $100. So there's a lot of newcomers who do not know Dr. Turi, and this is why Tirania and I, we go through the information. We go through the education, so to speak.
And there was something you wrote, your little story you wanted to mention, Louie, when you talked about life goes on because life is changes, about the guy that was in our yard.
The guy that was our yard, you mean the 97-year-old guy?
Yeah.
Well, life, I don't understand what the...
He was looking for cans.
Oh, well, yeah. But I wrote about this, and I don't want to be redundant. That's why I didn't want to mention it.
Okay.
But, again, you know, just in a few words, I had this old guy. My dog was screaming, you know, barking on stuff, so I knew somebody was behind a wall. So I opened the door, and I saw this old guy, and 93 years old. Yeah, no, 97, 93 years old. When he told me his age, I couldn't even believe. And when he bent down to pick up those can, I thought he was going to break right in front of me. He was so frail, so fragile. So I kind of pick up all those can out of my trash and give it to him. He collected bottles. He collected all sort of things. And it was amazing to see such an old guy, such a generation, you know, doing anything that he can to actually make a living. This guy has been through two wars, for God's sake. And he's retired, and his retirement paycheck, whatever he gets from the government, is not even enough to make him survive. I mean, this is tell you how desperate America is becoming by the people that allows all those young abusers in power out there to own themselves, pay raise all the time, when the essence of America, those old guys that have been gone through hell and war for us, for our liberty, don't even have enough to survive. So that pisses me off so bad. But, you know, what can you do? You know, there is so many things. There's so many things. And I got a reply from this lady, by the way. She goes, you know what, Dr. Turi, I read your newsletter, scrap the Constitution. She goes, the U.S. Constitution will never be scrapped. And, I want to believe that. I want to believe it with my heart. That's why I came in this country. Yeah. But she said that it was the only legal document that keeps us from being thrown out of FEMA camps, etc. I don't know if she's going a little bit towards the David Icke conspiracy material here, but yeah, we never know. Okay, but, you know, as I said, the law professor who took the bar from the British Accredited Registry and pledged the allegiance from the British Crown, he would say that exactly. And for your information, listener, that 15% of all USR tax goes directly to the Queen, a Capricorn country, what do you expect? You know, not only to the U.S., but also Canada, which is, again, used to be under British control, Australia, including New Zealand, okay? So when you look at it, this is how she collects about $10 million from all the servants, and this has to change. I mean, you know, the Scorpius dragon wants the world to know that those in power are abusing and squeezing us too much. And as I have mentioned in many of my newsletters, the hierarchy and the queen and the kids that are actually going to be the future kings and queens, that's not going to happen. The new age of Aquarius is completely against the abuse and the power structure, and everything has to crumble. And that's what this dragon wants to do. This is why Scorpio rules sex. Scorpio rules everything that's secret. And those two kids in the south of France was hanging naked. I guess that pissed off the queen also when she found out that the kids were no indecent. But what I'm trying to say is, the Scorpius dragon will never, ever keep anything hidden from anyone. Even if you are the Queen of England, all your dirty deeds will come to light, pretty much like the Pope, which I call, of course, the Church Inc., endeavors, the financial endeavors that came to light, and these guys, end up in jail and probably going to be killed, to serve as an example, not to mess up with the Pope's of secret financial affairs. So there is so many, many things. And currently, there are militias all across the U.S. that are preparing behind the scene, okay, and to take back the United States from the Crown and bring constitutional laws to be the rules of the United States of America. There is so many things going on. There is already a silent revolution that has been brewing for a while, don't get me wrong, okay? But it has been heated up because of this dragon in Scorpio. It is bringing the blood of many Americans to boil. So I just hope and pray that that revolution does not take place. But we have too many months to go for me to be very positive and tell you there won't be any revolution. Because with this dragon, anything can happen. And on top of that, remember, we have a president that is riding his dragon's tail. His Aquarius dragon's tail is all about shocking news and surprises and produce all sorts of news that all the people in the world are wondering what the hell's going on with the United States. Not only with the weather, natural disaster, or the killing of children, but this is due to having a president dwelling with his dragon's tail in Aquarius and having elected a president with a negative set of thoughts. So, again, if President Obama was cosmic conscious, he could aim towards the head of the dragon, which is Leo. And Leo, again, like the United States, July 4, 1776, America owned the dragon's tail in Leo. Obama could do miracle for this country, but sad enough, without cosmic consciousness, he can only be the president of the poor people, and is totally, totally against the laws that would bring America, as ordered by God, to supervise, to control the rest of the world. This is why America has been on top of the world. And since Obama has been in power, the last 4 years, America has been going down, 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 and down, and more power given to the government. And I see America turning slowly into Spain, and that, again, really upsets me.
New vision for America. But my reply to what you had just read in regards to the Constitution being scraped or scrapped, well, yes, it is true that our U.S. Constitution doesn't promise 100% satisfaction for someone's life. It's the physical makeup and health for this world depends on the subject at hand search for the answers, and it has to be up to the person to do their homework and match it up. Now, this is all the same for the laws of the physical that go hand in hand with the spirit. Or else, why don't we just forget the Star Spangled Banner, right? I mean, what is happening to our world? No longer the home of the free or the brave? Or why don't we just make our own faithful flag or create a song, make a flag like Hitler did? Geez, people really forgot where they came from, huh? And is this becoming the United Socialist States of America? It's even making Secretary of State Hillary Clinton crazy, obviously. I mean, what's been eating at her brain from the past? Well, Clinton was admitted to New York Presbyterian Hospital on Sunday. They said due to a clot that was discovered during a follow-up exam related to a concussion that she had suffered earlier this month. That's what her spokeswoman, Philip Rain, said. Now, Clinton's 65 years old. She was suffering from a stomach virus earlier in the month, and then she just fainted, they said, because of dehydration causing the concussion.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Sorry to cut you off. I cannot hold it anymore. First of all, she came out today. Remember, Taranya, there are no accidents. She fainted, she felt, she has this problem on the head, whatever it is. Let me tell you something. Subconsciously, this woman had enough. She wants to go back home to her kids. She wants to have fun. She wants to relax. She is already showing signs of exhaustion. Subconsciously, she's making a wish I had enough of this position here, but either she's stuck with it, she's set by the regulation government to finish her term, but her heart is not there anymore. So subconsciously, she is attracting problems. Any problem will do. So all the excuses that all the doctors have for her, there is nothing else when you have no cosmic consciousness. There is nothing else to believe. What's going on? Hillary Clinton is subconsciously killing herself because she wants out. You know, it's pretty much like my sister, Noelle. She was a nurse for many, many years, and she was working in a hospital. That's what I did for many years myself, too. But I escaped the smell. I escaped the death. She was working in a Terminal Hill hospital. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, she developed breast cancer. And because she had a breast cancer, she was terminated, literally. She couldn't work anymore. So I'm taking an example of the power of the subconscious, which is going to be part of my next teleseminar that I'm going to do very soon. And I will give a lot of example on how, when you're not happy in a situation, your subconscious takes your fears as a wish, and you constantly feed evil. Enough, I can handle this, it's enough, how many more years do I have to go with this? I should be at home with my daughter and my husband, my gosh. So she's degenerating, put it this way, and it gets to her head. Now, why her head? Well, she was born in November, so go into the sixth house. If you want to know something about anybody's health, you go into the sixth house. So let's count from November until the sixth house. So November 1, December 2, November, December, January, February, March, April, sixth house, Aries. What are the Aries rules? The head, the brain. And how do I know about it? I did the stars of somebody born in November like her, a very famous guy, his name is Bruce Lee, a fighter, okay? He was born in November like her, and he was born with the tail of the dragon in the sixth house, also in the sign of Aries. And that's why he was a kung fu fighter, because Aries is the warrior in Greek mythology. So one day, in the middle of a movie set, he complained of a bad headache. They rushed him to the hospital, and he just died. And the doctors are still wondering what happened with this aneurysm that happened almost immediately. So Hillary Clinton is lucky. She's lucky that she came out today, and she's getting warnings from the subconscious to either take it easy or get going with the game. Don't be negative, or she's going to pay the price, and she's going to end up like Bruce Lee. Everyone born in November is accident-prone on the head. They get headaches, they get sinuses, They are prone to aneurysm. They are prone to all sorts of problems with the brain. That especially when you have the tail of the dragon that slow down or stop the flow of blood and oxygen into the ramification of those tiny veins in your brain. So again, you know, if you use the medical aspect of my work, I can tell you rationally what happened using astropsychology, and mishandling the supraconscious in time and space is what brought Hillary to experience the accident. All right?
So don't feed evil, be positive, use the cosmic code, the supraconscious in time and space at your advantage. And as Dr. Cherry said, if he and I decide to move to a foreign country, you'll know that the time will be near.
Yes.
So basically, you know, the fact of all this being accepted as reality, you say stand at zero. And as far as being dedicated just for the future generations, Lou?
Well, basically, this is what we are doing, Tarana. We get more and more people that are listening to us because would it be science, the educational system, they can only go through what they have read. And if the teachers of their teachers was wrong, then everything else would be wrong. And you have to remember they all have lost the spirit. You cannot deal intuitively with somebody which has a very logical, rational UCI. They just cannot get to you. And not only they cannot and they are not allowed to, but they assume and they will not do the homework. You know, when I give very specific dates for earthquake or natural disaster or God knows what, I have asked since 1991 for this guy to give me a shot. Just give me a shot. Instead of saying, no, it's pseudoscience, why don't you talk to me? Let's get together. Let's find out the pro and con and yes or no. Dig into the deal, and then from there you can at least, once you have investigated, make up your mind. But they won't even go there. They're not supposed to. And this is why the 1% of the people that are listening to us tonight, Tarana, are very unique human beings. They are the people who have raised to a higher level of perception in understanding the cosmic code of the face and the tools of God. You know, and that's why we are such a minority. 1% of the entire world population is set to aim for us. So when you look at it, it's going to take a long time before we can actually bring some sense to science. And I don't think it'll be possible. I really think that all the work we are doing will benefit the children in 50 years from now once this generation of educated moron dies out. When all this skeptical and religious lunatic dies out, then the people, the mothers that are listening to me right now, if they have kids, they'll be able to at least let the child investigate metaphysics because the mother is smart. The child will get the opportunity to regenerate and gather the information from my book, from my courses, from everything that we do, which is sitting on the internet forever, literally. So we are working already for the future of humanity, for the well-being of the humanity spirit, so to speak. So,
while America may be going straight for a civil war, you know, we really hate making these type of predictions. But what you can do is you can keep reading a few of my husband's old newsletters posted on the main website, drcherry.com/newsletters, on anything that he wrote the last few years. But, you know, don't expect any more predictions or teachings of the universal laws since this past December 31st, 2012. You know, lastly, I'd just like to say that it's almost like choosing between orthodox or just downright southpaw, and that's a term that's used in fighting. You know, even Bruce Lee once stated, when you're talking about fighting as it is with no rules, well then, baby, you'd better train every part of your body. But you
yeah.
See, it is considered pseudo for us to advisedly assume only cosmically or in a certain quantity. So, indeed, a person must be trained to shape such exceptional knowledge and use it the way that we do and even our own students. We shouldn't let the inferior common science of reasoning rational, as scientists say, dark matter, take over our mind, body, and soul. And though it is what we acknowledge, as it's what we're able to recognize, there's still so much more to it, because if so, then this repetitive pattern becomes accelerated by the many negative influences in time and space, and then it just becomes the effects of our assured ignorant power in order to get to that goal. So at the same time, you have to be an appropriate receiver of honorable approval or suitable condemnation for an occurrence or specific happening, and enough potential one has to have to use these tools appropriately. So I say keep the strong hand in front and fight for your rights.
Yeah, but that makes total sense what you're saying, Tronya. I said, you got to remember, you're my wife. You know, you're constantly dealing with the world, answering people, looking into the stars. We communicate, we learn, we teach, we debate. We are highly spiritual human beings, and this is why God and the universe put it in the position where we can teach other people. And this is the effort. This is the effort that other people have to do. And then, you know, looking back at science, human beings are more than the BBBF. BBBF means body, bone, blood, and flesh. Science sees you only as a BBF. Science does not understand that without a day, you have no night. Without a front, no back. Without a God, no devil. Without a physical world, no spiritual world. They don't understand that. They only deal with things they can touch, measure, weight, look at, and rationalize with. It's a form of being subhuman. You know, in all honesty, to me, being so spiritually advanced and so cosmic conscious in knowing the manifestation of the Creator and the values of the cosmic code and the stars interacting endlessly in our life, to me, dealing with a skeptic, an agnostic, a atheist, or a scientist, is like dealing with a subhuman, somebody that is missing some parts in his own brain of understanding that what cannot be seen or touched doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And then sometimes I really get out of order because I should not call them morons, but, I mean, it's an English word, and I use it quite a lot.
At the same time,
they are.
You wonder, you know, do they really know? I mean, it's so obvious. Are they getting paid to keep the truth away?
No.
Because the fear, the weakness, the insecurity, and, you know, the truth hurts. Some people like to live a mystery.
Well, again, the truth hurts, but when the result is 20 kids being killed and more kids being raised every single day without the opportunity to regenerate their soul outside of archaic religious teaching and outside of the physical manifestation, serious, very serious. You know, those kids, as I always said, they need to know everything about metaphysics. It's important for them to educate themselves traditionally. I repeat myself for the newcomers, teaching them geography, algebra, science is wonderful, but they would never be able to regenerate only with the arts or with religion. Okay, those kids are very different from a different generation. They have a very different set of stars. They will go to church with mom and dad. They will follow it for a certain time, but sooner or later they're going to say, "What is all this bull? This doesn't make sense." Okay, so they need only the fact. And then the most important thing a child needs as they reach puberty is to know who he or who she is. That's the most important question a child can have. Instead, this child is being harassed to swallow 2,000 years of human evolution in digging in so many different studies, and he has no option to feed his spirit. So, how does this child going to find the escape? What's the point for me to be here? That is the question the teacher, the schoolmaster, the psychologist, or the parents cannot answer. Mom, who am I? Mom, where am I supposed to go? Now, if the mother is religiously poisoned, or if the mother owned a very rational UCI, there is no way in a million years that this child will be able to regenerate in understanding his celestial identity and the divinity that how God designed this child. That's why God created the stars and the heavens and all the signs and all the planets. You know? But again, when it comes to deal with the planets, the scientists think they are just rocks. My gosh, rocks. They're so much more than rocks. And again, and they have to be redundant. When you tell them in time of a full moon, people become lunatic, moody, and crabby, the emergency service has got out of hand. This is a fact. It is a scientific fact that the moon also raises the tide twice a day. And there will be days, because you're made of 75% of water, where you're going to have a problem to put your ring in or out. So there is a physical manifestation, a physical interaction, a physical connection between you and the moon, because she's our closest satellite. She's right there. But the 10 other planets being part of the 12 signs, which is the 12 apostle souls, okay, plays a very, very important part in the makeup of this child and interact with the human brain. And that's where I'm breaching every scientific assumptions that the brain is just a piece of meat, which is reacting to an outside stimuli. It's like your computer. You can fire off your computer. You can have the most fantastic, the most powerful computer in the world. If you do not sit behind this computer and if you do not type on your keyboard or send energy with your brain, there is nothing happening to this computer. And this is what your brain is all about. Your brain is nothing else than a computer reacting to the outside stimuli, and the energy, which is electromagnetic type of energy, I compare it as dark matter for the scientists, because scientists don't know what dark matter is. So I say, well, this is dark matter. It is actually electrical pulses coming from those planets, and in time and space you have no distance. Okay? You have no time and you have no distance. So those energies are omnipresent, and they shut down at night. That's when you go to bed. Okay, you feel tired. You've been working all day long. You have spent a lot of energy. You burn a lot of calorie. So to the scientists, there is no reason to go to sleep. There is no sleep. Sleep doesn't exist. You know, that's how it works. Yeah. So you go into bed. Because you have performed on the physical plane, your body needs to recharge itself, okay, and you go to bed. And then you got to have your eyes moving left and right. Scientists call this the REM, rapid eye movement, which is actually the way nature is set to exercise your eyes. You do it in your state of dreams, usually. So what I'm trying to tell you is I'm trying to make it so simple. I'm using sample that would be so easy for a five-year-old to pick up, but you cannot do that with somebody who has a dozen of PhD because he's got spiritual mind and he's got a spiritual pride based upon his education. He knows better than you, regardless.
And while science has, over the years, been, you know, discovering the lost spirit in general, you know, you've got to be extremely open-minded to be able to step outside the box and go beyond your five senses, the five rational senses, or there's no way you'll ever be able to explore the endless possibility that's on the other side. At astropsychology, all astropsychology is beyond the outer space. Okay, it's a combination of the three. It's a combination of astrology, it's a combination of astronomy, and a combination of psychology. Therefore, you get astropsychology. And astro is just, it's just outer space.
Yeah.
Mixed in with everything in between.
Astro, yeah, outer space. You make total sense.
So it's all obvious.
While the cosmic code is print. It's a print of your unique celestial identity or your unique program. You have been programmed as you reincarnate on this dense physical world when you send your first thought to your subconscious, when the doctor cut the cord and kill you from the uterine mother life, and you become an independent entity, you become, that's when the spirit enters the body, and at the same time, above your head, there is a snapshot of all the planets that are dedicating how you're going to feel, how you're going to think, your potential, your fear, your shortcoming, your aptitude, your negativity, your emotions. Everything is written in light. And it's so deadly accurate that it's amazing. But again, you have to remember, there are a lot of people who own power, and they certainly do not want you to know. This is why I always say, go to drturi.com when my website is fixed up, because it's all messed up right now. Sorry about that. But you could see that the popes of all time were taught astrology by the Vatican Council. Yeah. So if you think by dealing with us you're going to go to hell, as I said, you're already on hell. You don't have to wait to go to hell. You're hell, in your ignorance and in your fears. And again, when I tell people, when I write, you're ignorant. I have put another word before that. You are cosmic unconscious, instead of saying you're ignorant, which people immediately take it as a direct attack to their intelligence. But you know, I'm French. Hell, give me a break. Okay? That's the way I express myself. I'm using words that I feel that I think are correct. Then, realizing the reaction I create out there, the very people I'm supposed to help are running away from me thinking I'm an egocentric. Okay, so I refine myself over the years. Okay, I am using different terms, but I still have a problem with stupidity. When I'm dealing with a moron, he's going to get it, period. Okay, that's just the way I am. And that's my signature. So, as I said, you know, all of you that are listening tonight, you can consider yourself as privileged select. There are people out there, famous people, celebrities, billionaires. There are kings and queens. They are presidents. They have no clue of the possibility that is involving the cosmic code. And you have top scientists from all over the world still looking for the keys, what it means to be human. And here with Dr. Churi and Charanya, you're getting a glimpse of the divinity of the Creator. Now, to really, really understand the dynamics of astral psychology, it's like learning how to drive or learning how to walk. You know, you need to understand the very first 12 basics. The 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 apostles, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 tribes of Israel. So basically, once you understand every one of these signs, which is reflection of a planet or one of the apostles of Jesus, okay, and then you understand the mechanics, what you get is a translation. It's a translation of the map that. As actually, which is a part of God's creation, which is totally dedicated for you personally. And I think it's totally against the law, it's totally against common sense to actually lead your life not knowing where is your Mars, where is your Venus, your Neptune, your Saturn, your natal, your hidden dragon, where is your moon sign, and in what house. It is like trying to drive a car, okay, but having absolutely no clue of the rules of the roads. How the hell do you expect to go anywhere without crushing yourself? That is what it is. It's a marvelous celestial design created by the Creator himself, dedicated by God to you. A very specific, tiny little part of the universe, a snapshot of those planets as they are located above your head at the time of your reincarnation. And digging into that is gathering the true direction of your destiny And the more you're going to aim on that direction, the more power to you, the more opportunity to succeed. Again, remember, nobody taught Dr. Cherry. Nobody taught me even how to type anything. Nobody taught me anything. There are no schools that produce Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington. There are no schools that produce the geniuses of all time. Okay? Now, when you have a gift and you allow this gift to grow, it's like a little tree gathering plenty of water and plenty of sunlight, and grow to a marvelous, powerful, huge tree. That's what it is when you become cosmic conscious and when you understand your divinity and what God has decided for you to go through. Knowing the directions of your dragon, in reference to President Obama, he is a Leo. He was already born during the day, everybody shies away, only the sunshine. He was already born to be a king, to be in a position of fame and power. On top of that, God gave him the head of the dragon on himself, in Leo, double power. That's why, out of nowhere, Mr. Obama, our president, became to be who he is today. Not because he's smarter, not because he's more intelligent, because he had the right stars. And he just followed his drive. But, sad enough, once he finally reached the king position, he decided to get down his throne and go and eat with the peasants. And that is completely against the law. It's like asking the Queen of England to go and eat with some Joe Sixpack out there. This is what President Obama is doing, but he's unconscious. The pool of the dragon still in Aquarius, which is so altruistic, which is so giving, which is so for all of us together, okay, is so honorable, but it goes against the United States, which also, incidentally, and there are no accidents, happens to be a Leo dragon set and put in the position of power, of wealth, and superiority to all the other countries in the world. And this is why, if President Obama was cosmic conscious, I don't know how he would turn around now, that instead of being the president of the poor people, like Princess Diana, the princess of the people, if he was following his dragon head, this country would have get so much power. The last 4 years, America would have gone straight up. But, you know, when you have your own president, it counsels. When you have the educational system, when you have the religious system, when you have all these people being cosmic unconscious, what do you expect? The regulations of the divine, the very words of God himself, the very design of the Creator is being laughed at, ridiculed, and ignored, all replaced by science. What do you expect to happen in the long run? A revolution.
And with regard to what my husband is saying, and there are so many people in this world who actually are enlightened, and with that being said, if only the entire world could be illuminated with the real wisdom, and I say that because we all illuminate, last letter ending in E, and as the stars, this is the first valid part to the formula. E is calculated as the sum of the infinite series. Now, we are also all Illuminati, I, because we can join any club we want to get information, but when it comes down to it is that we're all born into it already, and I is commonly used to designate electric current in these regimens. And this is why most people create a blaze, and I'm going to read something very short here that I always stick to, and I say, For as the sun gives heat and light for life, the dragon is a form of life energy that can enlighten you with its power or spit fire at you. We are the material dragons who can shed some light, but we also need to defend ourselves at times with our flames. Unfortunately, most only create a blaze, and this is where the complication lays by choice for resolution. On behalf of our pleading universe, people are desperately encouraged to improve their mind towards controlling their differences and tolerance of others, whether they agree or not, and before it's too late.
Well, the beauty of me being married with Tirania is that my sweet, beautiful wife, as the dragon said in Leo, like President Obama and like the United States of America, the only difference between her and our president is that she's cosmic conscious and she's riding a dragon's head. She owns the position in the light. She's bringing the light to the world. She's following her dragon. Her dragon set in Leo and my dragon set in Aries, that's two very fiery, powerful energy combined together to serve you. Now, all I can hope is to get a bigger voice. Bigger voice. And this is why, if you feel that the Turis have something to offer you, and obviously you do, if not you wouldn't be listening, but if you do, it's important to talk about us. It's important to tell your friend, you know what, you know, I think these guys have something here, and maybe we should listen to them. Well, looks like if we are moving into the second hour, so I guess Tirania is going to put the telephone number to call if you want to have a mini reading. Somebody wanted to have the money back, didn't give the money back because the person was saying that I did not provide her services when actually I did, and more than what she could bargain for. So instead, I kept her into the cosmic code, and I used the money for helping other people, because this is how you get good karma. You get good karma by giving to other people. So, if you have any question, well...
There is a Janice Maricondo who is requesting a reading here. Janice Maricondo, if you're listening, I have posted the call-in number on the bottom of the chat room of the Cosmic Code. It's
toll-free
888-429-5471. Again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, the call-in is area code 1-888-429-5471. Anyone who would like to get some free mini readings tonight, test drive.
Yes, so this
more
way,
than welcome.
So this way you can see, and judge for yourself. Okay, so we need the date of birth so we can run the chart of whomever is calling. So who am I talking to?
Okay.
Are you here, Lauren?
Yes, yes.
All right. So let me have your date of birth.
I was born on January 4th, 1993.
It's amazing. Capricorn are the sign of logistics and engineers, and amazing to have a Capricorn that is interested in metaphysics. And the reason why you are interested in metaphysics is because you have your tail of the dragon in Gemini. Gemini rules radio, communication, writing, and it's a very, very curious sign. On top of that, you happen to have your Saturn into the sign of Aquarius, and that means you will work with technology, computers, aeronautics, inventing things, or computers. What do you do, by the way? What do you want to do in life?
I do not know. I'm a college student studying political science, but
there you go. Yeah, that's what I said. I'm surprised because Capricorn are more into politics and engineering and born skeptical. But you are that generation of Capricorn which is much more curious than the typical Capricorn who is skeptical and won't take a shot in anything. You have gift in psychology. You could be yourself a great attorney. Have you thought of that?
I've been told that. I also do a lot of performing and do a lot of comedy.
Well, you know, like all Capricorn,
which may or may not be so typical with
your third house is Pisces, and being a Gemini dragon still, you are a natural stand-up comedian. Do you say a lot of jokes?
Yeah, I do a lot of improvisational comedy and acting.
I can see, my friend, I can see. You're set to go pretty far in this lifetime. And you with your head of the dragon, which is very lucky, located in the sign of Sagittarius, you cannot do things that are small. You're very lucky in foreign ground. You're very lucky in terms of publishing your material. This head of the dragon is phenomenal because it is controlled by Jupiter, and Jupiter is the planet of expansion. So, but the problem you have is that you get bored. And you're also a jewel, like Dr. Turing. You're a jewel. A jewel means so many things to do every single day. The idea is to finish what you start, and that's where your Capricorn, which is very disciplinarian, will help you to finish what you start. You also have the moon in Taurus, which means you want money, and you can be fixed and steady in getting what you want. That's going to help your Gemini dragon's tail, which is all over the place. So you need to focus, you need to concentrate, you need to drive slow, okay? And be careful with your hands and your arms. You never broke an arm or a finger yet?
Not yet, hopefully.
You drive slow, okay, because sometimes you get a little bit too fast, like me. You're like a turbocharge, and you're very intellectual. What I would suggest you to do is to go to drcherry.com and click on the Capricorn icon and read a little bit more about your basic characteristics. Remember, Capricorn has a fish tail. You know that, yes?
Yes.
The fish tail means that you have to synchronize with the fluctuations of the moon. You have to know whereabouts. You have to know in what sign she is. You have to know if she's waxing, if she's winning. This is why God puts you into the sign of Capricorn, which means he will reward you by not only dealing with the physical world, but by using the fluctuation of the moon and your intuition in order to get to the top of the mountain and being recognized when come your time. So how old are you now?
We just lost him. That line seems to
We lost him? Okay, you're calling from Atlanta. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Dr. Lawrence Smith.
Okay, Dr. Smith.
I remember Dr. Lawrence Smith. As a matter of fact, we do have your chart, I believe, right here.
Oh, so he's going to get a prelude of what's coming for him. Yeah?
Yeah, 3-7-1961.
Well, so you were born on March 7-61?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you know what? You are a very old soul, my friend. Not only you're a Pisces like Dr. Turing and Michelangelo and George Washington and Einstein, but you also have the tail of the dragon in Pisces. So,
right.
That is absolutely the signature of a terminal. A terminal means the soul has been given the opportunity to swim all the way up to the feet of God in his lifetime and shut down the reincarnation principle. But you still have to be cautious because Pisces is very addictive. Drinking, pot, drugs, religion, that is the trap of a Neptunian, because you are a Neptunian, you understand that, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so as long as you swim upstream, and again, because you're a water sign, anytime you have a water sign or you have a fish tail involved, you are completely under the jurisdiction of the moon. You understand that too, yes?
Yes.
Now, the good news about you is that unlike the traditional Pisces tail, which is prone to religious poisoning, drugs, alcohol, deception, illusion, you happen to have Saturn and Jupiter in Capricorn, which are very, very structural and give you a hell of a grounding that you desperately need. on top of that, to make the situation even better for yourself, you happen to have the moon in Scorpio, and that could give you magnetic eyes. But this moon means also dramatic experience with your mother or the upbringing. Am I correct or not?
Yes, you're correct, sir. Go ahead.
All right. So that, I mean, you're talking about the moon. The moon represents your connection to your mother. And sometimes the mother is not there, or the mother is, in the case of Adam Lanza, she's not there in giving what the soul the child needs. But this moon gives you so much strength and so much power. It's right in the ninth house. So more than anyone else, Dr. Lawrence, you regenerate with metaphysics.
So Dr. Torrey, how does my year 2013 look?
Well, the dragon is still on your ninth house. So
yes.
You're being forced to reevaluate everything that you have accepted as reality. And that would it be in your philosophical, traditional, or religious persona. You have to reevaluate everything that you have accepted as reality. So that
All
means
right.
dealing with foreigners like me. That means traveling. That means the opportunity also to get published if you decide to go in that direction. Because, you know, like all Pisces, you're a teacher. You understand that?
Yes.
And then your dragon set is in Virgo. Virgo regulates anything and everything to do with natural health. Now, what is your degree in...
Well, I have a degree in architectural, and my doctorate is in business administration.
All right. That's due to your Saturn in Capricorn that I mentioned earlier, remember?
Yes,
Saturn
sir.
Saturn is dignified in Capricorn. Saturn regulates structure, engineering, organization, mathematics. And conjuncting your Saturn, you have Jupiter, which is the codification of thought, college and universities. And those two guys are, you know, in tandem into your house of wishes. So
yes.
it's amazing to me that somebody like you with Pisces and the tail of the dragon in Pisces is managing to reach the head of the dragon in Virgo and being logical and being practical and at the same time being cosmic wandering. So you have the blessing from all sides, on the physical and the spiritual side, my friend. So am
okay.
I supposed to do a reading for you sometimes?
Yes, you were. I was supposed to actually call in to you all.
Oh, I see. Now, you don't want to eat when you're upset, okay, because Mars is right on
Correct.
Your stomach and in the sign of Cancer.
Right.
So you kind of, you got to be careful because that could bring... you know, that could burn the lining of your stomach if you eat when you're upset. But all I can tell you, my friend, is in about a year and a half, 2 years from now, once you reevaluate your spiritual and physical studies, everything will be moving towards financial security with you. You're going to be able to handle quite a lot of money in the process. So I can tell you, through the stars, you're definitely in a good hand. And I'm so glad, as I said, I'm so glad to look at your stars and realize that you have the best of both the physical and the spiritual world working for you. You're an engineer of the physics, and you happen to be extraordinarily spiritual on top of that. So you're definitely a good catch for any woman out there, because it's very rare to find a guy that has both, being logical and at the same time being spiritual. And that is what a lot of women are aiming and looking for. Instead enough, they end up with a guy that is too much into football or too much into religion. And you can go either way, or
right.
both ways. Make sense?
Yes. Makes sense.
Right,
shall we pull a card for Dr.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Well, we're going to do something for you now. We're going to do a... Tiranya mentioned to me that I should do the Astro Tarot for you. So I'm just going to... ask Tiranya to pull a card, and we're going to read the energy around you, okay?
Left hand.
Go ahead.
Your left hand, okay. Pull the card for me. All right. So, basically, these cards indicate that you're a little bit lost now. There is something that you're aiming for. You have a question, but you're very private. Maybe you don't want to ask me. If you have any question that is bothering you, I know we kind of in the public stage here, but this is like it's something you want to ask me, but you're not asking. Either you're going to email
okay,
me.
Okay, well, sometimes it feels like I'm lost professionally.
Yep. That's what
and
it
I,
is.
And, you know, I can't find my way.
Yep. Now, the second card that Tarania pulled is called the Strength. It's card number 11. And that means you have much more strength than what you think. But, you know, you're not using it. Another thing that I have to mention to you, being a Pisces dragon still, you're very connected with the supraconscious in time and space. And by this, I mean you have so much imagination. If you get negative, right now the moon is waning, so you could easily swim downstream. And that would reach the supraconscious, which cannot, you know, actually take any side with you. Your subconscious doesn't rationalize with you. So if you're negative, if you say to yourself, I will not, this is impossible, you are literally plaguing your subconscious with negativity. In other words, you're feeding evil. This tale of the dragon in Pisces demands you to be extraordinarily conscious of every single thought and every single word that come out of your mouth. Does that make sense? Do you understand, Lawrence? I think we've lost him.
Did we lose Dr. Lawrence Smith?
I wouldn't worry too much because, you know, we're going to have... Anything can happen, you know, in a winning moon. But again, you know, this show is going to be archived, so I'm sure if he didn't hear me, he would go and listen to the end of the conversation on your archive, Don.
One thing I want to say, Dr. Lawrence, if you're still listening, in regards to the Strength card, the man opening the mouth of a lion, in other words, the sun being Leo, the lion, love and light, the fame, stage, use those laws and watch the moon. And it all starts with the UCI and aim for the head of your dragon, and you will achieve success.
Well, that is a good philosophical view that you have. It's sensible. It's real. But because he has the tail of the dragon in Pisces, I would strongly recommend you for him to put his hand on my book, Beyond the Secret, and throw a 90-minute of hypnotherapy tape to recall his subconscious at the same time.
Well, you won't put that book down. You'll
no,
carry it everywhere.
You'll like it, that's for sure. So do we have anybody else? Don?
Actually, unfortunately, we have... I'm just going to announce this to the public. Folks, there's so many of you listening out there, and the lines have been going steady. All lines are loaded, and we are having problems with our lines. We use phone power, oddly enough, for two lines, and we're having problems with them. They're just cutting in and out and cutting people off, so we're actually not going to be able to take any more callers today, and we apologize to you, Dr. Turi, and you, of course, Terrania, and to all the Cosmic Code listeners. We love you. Hey, Happy New Year, but we wish we could have brought you better tidings, better news, but that's the way things sit currently.
Again, we are on the waning moon right now, so this is the type of technological expectation we can have. So what I'm going to do, there are plenty of people on the Cosmic Code chat room. So if you want to have a mini reading, why don't you type it with your date of birth, and from there I will pick up and keep going in offering those mini readings tonight. So... Do we have somebody else? Yes.
There is one person, James Maricondo.
We've got a lot of...
September 20...
Okay.
1st, 1938.
Okay. So what? She has any question. If you are reading on the Cosmic Codes, could you formulate your question for me? And then I'm going to go and channel that for you. Okay? Tarania is double-tasking here with the software and the website. So just scroll down, maybe she has answered you yet. Okay. Now, meantime, while she's doing this, let me point out something tonight. It's January the 2nd, 2013, and the moon is currently into the sign of Virgo. And Virgo is a sign that dwells with natural healing. Virgo is a sign that dwells with plants, clothing. Now, as the moon is waning, chances are you will feel like you want to clean a few things around you. When the moon is waning, that's where you throw things away. That's where you cut your hair. That's where you do a garage sale. And in fact, I spent a couple of hours today. I have some people coming tomorrow to bring some concrete in the back of my house by the pool. This is an area where there's a lot of dirt, and my two dogs go there and they mess up the entire pool. So I've decided to get a couple guys, the poor guys, they come in to do the concrete work. But for some reason, I went there today, and I just cleaned everything out of the way. I just throw things away. I cut my trees. I did all sorts of work, and I was wondering, oh, the moon must be in the sign of Virgo, but I cannot help myself to clean everything. So if you felt today that you decided to move a few places and clean up your windows or do some washing, cleaning, organizing, well, that's what the moon in Virgo will do to your psyche. Now, she's going to be in Virgo tomorrow, too. So it's a perfect time to reorganize a few things, throw things away as the moon is waning. Now, if the moon was waxing, that would be a different situation. Now, that's where you want to go and visit somebody that would do natural healing, for example. That's where you want to go and buy some clothes. That's where Virgo rules anything to do with green and plants. Buy some plants. They'll bring you good light, good energy into your home. So the idea is to understand where the moon is and from there grasp the energy and work with the energy. You do it automatically, neurotically, subconsciously. But once you're aware of it, it's a little bit easier. Now, remember, the moon Virgo is very critical. So you could also become kind of a little bit too critical with the people around you, or even yourself for that matter. So don't hurt your self-esteem, okay? What I did yesterday, I just took my shaver and, cut all my hair yesterday. And then I realized, oh my gosh, what have I done? Well, I just cut my hair. I felt like it was time for me to cut the grass. So I just took my shaver and then went all around my head, and in 5 minutes I had all my hair and in the toilet bowl. Flash the water and it's all gone.
But it's so cute. And it does look like a ram head with the tail going on in the back.
That's my signature. When I said to Tarania, I'm going to cut this tail, she says, no way, no, kid, that's your signature.
Absolutely not.
All right.
Janice's question, though, Louie, is she's asking, what will her year be like, and insight her key talents from her birth chart?
Okay, so let me go back to the chart now. She has a mutual reception of the dragon, and that means she was born with the head of the dragon in Scorpio and the tail of the dragon in Taurus, and right now the head of the dragon is in Scorpio and the tail is in Taurus. So, in other words, she is going through what you call a mutual reception of a dragon. And the impact is going to affect her third house. The third house deals with the critical thinking, writing, talking, communicating. And, as a rule, Virgos are extraordinarily smart. They have magnetic eyes. They can be very sarcastic. Remember, they think and they talk like Scorpio, so they have a stinger, So if you mess her up, she's going to sting you mentally, okay? But at the same time, with the head of the dragon in the third house, it is important not for you to sting your own self with it. So, again, if you want to regenerate, you could do that by taking more what you're doing now, digging into metaphysics, astropsychology, or becoming a cosmic coder. Obviously, you are. If not, you wouldn't have connected with me tonight. So you're in a good place. Basically, this dragon wants you to reevaluate your consciousness through the third house and your higher study area. Now, with the tail of the dragon in Taurus, you're going to be forced in life to lose a few things a few times. And because the tail is in the ninth house, it could also affect your education. Either you have been educated traditionally or you missed the boat. The tail is in this house. Okay? But it is through the third house, which is being curious, being critical, being observant, being willing to upgrade your perception of life, that the Scorpio dragon will bring you tremendous, tremendous power and tremendous wisdom. When the head of the dragon is in the third house, as I said earlier, your thought turns into a laser beam. Okay? That means you got to be careful not to sting yourself or to sting others and control the scorpion. In fact, you must kill the scorpion and bring what you call the eagle or the phoenix all the way up. So what I can tell you is you got to go through a reevaluation of your education. That's going to force you to travel physically and spiritually. In about a year and a half to 2 years from now, your entire career will benefit. And as a Virgo, or my student, my top students were born in September, I would recommend you to dig into the metaphysical world, because that is a food you desperately need, and we probably need forever. And once the dragon moves into Aries and Libra, it would affect your self-esteem and your finances. So all the work you're going to do between now and the next 15 or 14 months will pay off financially later on. That's what I have for you.
One of her key talents?
Excuse me, huh?
One of her key talents is what she's wondering.
Oh, writing. Okay. Writing, investigating. She's got many talents. But the way I perceive a chart, she has to find herself first. She has to know who she is. And that will build the self-esteem. Now, she could get headaches. She could get sinuses. Eye problems, but she is definitely very, very gifted in the world of communication and investigation.
And what would you recommend for her from this point on?
Well, she has a subconscious drive to do something for the children, for the light, and for the art. So I can see the energy and how they're going to manifest. But again, once she really put a finger on who she is and stop doubting herself, there is no limit to where she can go.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan to me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, within the next 2 years, she has to reevaluate everything, and then it's going to pay off financially. We're gonna cut it off then short tonight. I apologize, everybody. Don, thank you very much for helping. Remember, it's the winning moon, so we can only experience some a little frustration here. But anyway, everybody out there, have a phenomenal New Year, and we'll talk to you next weekend. Just
next Wednesday.
Yeah, just be careful on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I'm expecting some very negative news. Okay? Until then, good night, everybody.
Good night, guys. Hate to burst your bubble.